The Climate Change Advisory Council told us earlier about the importance of pristine rivers and lakes for a healthy ecosystem. But on the same day, the Environmental Protection Agency tells us the slow pace of delivery of wastewater treatment upgrades by Uisgeirn is unacceptable. It could take over 20 years and require substantial investment to bring our wastewater treatment facilities to the standard needed to protect the environment. 16 towns and villages discharge raw sewage daily. Wastewater treatment in 10 large towns and cities fail to meet EU standards that are set to protect the environment. These details are set out in the EPA Urban Wastewater Treatment 2023 report. And Noel Byrne, the programme manager at the EPA, joins us to tell us more about it now. Noel, good morning.
Now, good morning, Mary.
Uisgeirn, and we'll hear from them a little later on, they'll no doubt tell us that they are playing catch-up from a very low base and they're making huge strides and progress. But what do you say to them?
Look, today the EPA launched a report on sewage treatment for 2023. Now, what the EPA report highlights, we are seeing progress. So, for example, there was 13 areas that were discharging 1,500 tonnes of raw sewage per day. They were resolved in 2023, which is very positive. However, you do see that over half of the treatment plants did not always meet their licence standards set to protect the environment, which really isn't good enough. And Uisgeirn are saying it could take over two decades to achieve these standards set to protect the environment. But 2 decades is too long to wait, because sewage is currently damaging the quality and biodiversity of our rivers, and it's also a risk to public health.
So what's needed to get the job done and done faster?
Well, if you look at these, I feel like half the treatment plants that didn't always meet their licence standards, these issues range from short-term issues, which is like a short-term breach at a plant where, if you like, a piece of equipment might have broken down and then you can have an impact on the environment. Those kind of issues are well within Uisgeirn's remit to resolve now through better preventative maintenance. And there was something like over 500 incidents in 2023 that were associated with quick equipment breakdown. And we do need to see Uisgeirn resolving those at a faster pace.
How long is it taking, do you know, to resolve something like an equipment breakdown?
Yeah, well, look, they can range in time. So, look, that's obviously related. You have to have standby equipment and all that issues in place, and that will improve. But the key thing there is preventative maintenance. So if you know a piece of equipment will last 10 years, you don't let it run to failure. You change it before it actually breaks down, and that will actually prevent an impact on the environment. And in relation to delivery projects, we are seeing that some projects are taking longer than they should. So, for example, if you look at Dunleer in County Louth, you know, that project should take maybe 5 to 7 years. Uisgeirn would have been aware of it back in 2017, and it's not going to be delivered until 2030.
And is that so project in Dunleer, is that a waste treatment works?
Yeah, that's a wastewater treatment plant there. So you do have impacts on the White River in Dunleer. So obviously you put in a new treatment plant and that issue will be brought to resolution. Yeah, and we do see cases.
Just stay with that for a minute and try to explain to me why it's being pushed out to 2030, why identified in 2017 and yet it's not getting off the ground.
Yeah, well, and some of the issues we see with Uisgeirn is they actually don't look to identify the solutions early enough. So put in play, what's the type of treatment plant we need? What will be there to deliver this? And then obviously bring the issue to resolution, so resolve the impact on the river. And if you don't know the solution early enough, obviously these issues are going to take longer. So what we're saying, the EPA has identified 73 priority areas where actions are needed, and Uisgeirn now have their next investment plan coming up. So we'll be calling Uisgeirn, look, you need to target that investment plan and you need to deliver these projects, but accelerate the delivery of them. And then when you look at these 2 decades, you know, what the EPA is calling on for today, we do need greater national ambition. And that obviously needs to be supported then by an investment programme that will reduce these sewage impacts, because 2 decades is too long to wait.
Greater national ambition, is greater national financial input from government also needed?
Well, look, our area of expertise here is the environment and the impacts of sewage, and that's what we're calling out today. If you look at funding, Uisgeirn will know the costs of what's involved in this. You have CRU as the economic regulator, and then obviously you have the government involved there as well that has to provide funding. So there will be significant sustained funding, but I think, you know, nobody will say that raw sewage is acceptable going into our environment. No one will think that actually it's okay to allow rivers to continue to be impacted for 2 decades. So you kind of think, well, look, yes, we do need greater ambition, because 2 decades is just too long to wait.
Just finally, what is the impact on the communities in small towns and villages who are waiting to have their wastewater treatment upgraded?
Well, I suppose there are two ways you could impact. You look on the environmental perspective, if you put clearly treated sewage going into a river, that will affect the quality and biodiversity of that river, and you'll ultimately end up with only maybe pollutant tolerant species in that river that will survive. And obviously it'll take a time to put in that new treatment plant, but then it'll take a time for the river to recover, and that's why you can't take that long. And similarly then on the public health side, if someone is unfortunate enough to come in contact with poorly treated sewage, that can cause them to become ill with stomach upset or diarrhoea, and that can be even more significant if you're immunocompromised. So like, to really, you know, if you talk about raw sewage and stuff like that, you know, that can't be allowed to continue.
All right, Noel Byrne, Programme Manager with the Environmental Protection Agency. Thank you. We'll hear from Ishgeira Éireann a little later on.